You are listening to WSLR LP 96.5 FM Sarasota and WBPV LP 100.1 Bradenton. Today's show is pre-recorded. The views, comments, and opinions that come from our interviews, shows, air personalities, and from our calling guests are uncensored, and those views and opinions can be widespread and extremely diverse. These opinions or views do not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of WSLR, Fogartyville, our staff, or volunteers. Get up, stand up.
Stand up for your life. Good evening, Suncoast, and welcome to another episode of The Ruthless Truth. My name is Ali Abdelkader, and I am filling in for host Ruth Beltran tonight. We've got a very exciting episode planned out. We're going to be discussing the nationwide fight back movement that's being led against Trump's racist, anti-immigrant agenda that's culminated in protests breaking out all across the country, with more than 40 protests happening just this past weekend, including a protest right here in Sarasota. We have some of the audio of speeches that were delivered from that protest, including myself. I was invited there to give a speech as a descendant of Palestinian immigrants, and I was very honored to be able to go there and speak in solidarity with the immigrant community here against the attacks that are being waged. We're going to be discussing some of the context around this with the latest attacks happening against immigrants from the Trump administration. Before that, though, we're going to be talking about the situation in Gaza and Palestine with news that the ceasefire is on its last leg as Hamas announces that they are postponing the release of the next round of captives due to Israel's breaking of many of the terms of the ceasefire agreement, as well as Trump's plan to essentially annex Gaza and to expel the Palestinians living in Gaza and what would amount to ethnic cleansing. So we're going to be discussing all this and more, and let's get right into it. So starting off with the situation in Gaza, we have news that Hamas is going to be delaying the next release of Israeli captives until further notice. They cited Israel's violations of the ceasefire agreement, quoting from Abu Ubaidah, who is the spokesperson for Al-Qassam. He stated that Israeli captives will not be released until, quote, Israel complies and makes up for its past violations, including delaying the return of the displaced to the North Gaza Strip, targeting them with shelling and gunfire, and blocking humanitarian aid. He also said, quote, we affirm our commitment to the terms of the agreement as long as the occupation commits to them. This happened just a few days after President Trump's bizarre announcement that the U.S. was planning on occupying Gaza and rebuilding Gaza, but also expelling the Palestinians who are living in Gaza, and essentially stating that they plan on resuming the conflict because there is no way that that is going to happen. There is no way that the Palestinians who are living in Gaza right now, who have undergone a 15-month genocidal campaign from Israel, who have over the last 76 years resisted the ethnic cleansing of their people, are just going to pick up and leave now. So essentially what this means is that Trump is calling for an end to the ceasefire to continue this genocidal campaign, culminating in the ethnic cleansing of Gaza, stating that explicitly as the goal. Now, what has the reaction to this been from the international community? Well, the King of Jordan was at the White House, and he said that he was happy to work with Trump and to try and find solutions to this, and he praised the U.S. So it's very clear that Palestinians are not going to find support from the Arab regimes that are in the region. You know, the Jordanian regime is actually notorious for collaborating with Israel over the course of the 15-month genocide when the ports in the south of Israel were blocked and essentially unable to trade due to the Ansar Allah movement in Yemen blockading the Red Sea. Jordan, along with Saudi Arabia, teamed up to open up a land route coming from the east of the Arabian Peninsula into Israel to make sure that they would be able to, you know, get goods coming from the Indian Ocean and not be impeded by the blockade. So they teamed up with Israel to try and limit the effects of this blockade. Not very surprising to see the King of Jordan, you know, cozying up to Trump in this way. It's very clear that despite this ceasefire, despite this pause, the struggle for Palestine is far, far from being over, and that the Palestinian people continue to need our solidarity here in the U.S. We need to continue to speak up to demand that the U.S. ends its support for genocide in the U.S., to demand an end to this genocidal policy that Trump is calling for, the ethnic cleansing of Gaza. This is a crime against humanity. This is the worst crime that could be committed, you know, genocide. This is the worst crime that humanity can commit. We have Netanyahu and Gallant, the two leaders of Israel, prime minister and minister of defense during this genocide, up for arrest from the ICC, warrants for their arrest, yet they're allowed to walk around freely here in the U.S. This is unacceptable. This needs to end, and all peace-loving people here in this country need to continue to stand in solidarity with Palestine in this time. So moving on, I want to talk a bit about the attacks from the Trump administration on immigrants and the mass deportations that are carrying out. A figure cited that the cost of this mass deportation program is going to be upwards of $90 billion. Mass deportations have already been starting across the country, especially in Chicago, New York. But here in Florida, there's recent news coming from this weekend that Ron DeSantis has announced that he's going to be empowering the Florida Highway Patrol to question people on their immigration status and to make arrests based on immigration status. And essentially, the end goal of what DeSantis wants is to immigrate Florida police and Florida Highway Patrol into the Immigration and Customs Enforcement wing of the DHS, you know, get them able to participate in the process of deporting people from this country. And it's in this context, of knowing that Guantanamo Bay is being used to now house undocumented people. It's in this context of El Salvador opening themselves up and saying, we are ready to receive prisoners from the U.S., meaning the U.S. is preparing for a massive surge in their prison population. It's in this context in which there is a nationwide fight back, because it's very important to remember what this means when we say that the Trump administration wants to do a mass deportation of everybody who is an undocumented immigrant. I mean, we're talking about families who have different immigration statuses for parents versus their children. We're talking about splitting up families. We're talking about ripping away breadwinners from these families. We're talking about taking some of the most hardest working people in our communities away based off of their immigration status. And all in the name of this performance of saying, look, these are the people who are the reason why we have so many crises in our society. You know, why the cost of groceries is going up, why the cost of your rent is going up. It's so patently ridiculous. And yet, it's very unfortunate that people are falling for this. And that was Trump's whole message, is that I'm going to make America great again by removing people who are here in the U.S. Undocumented. And these are the people who are dragging our society down. It's a lie. It's not going to work. It's not going to make this country great. It's not going to make this country better. All it is going to do, by the time that people find out that they're being lied to, is devastate immigrant communities. So I think it's very important that we stand in solidarity with our immigrant brothers and sisters in this difficult time, and do everything we can to try and fight back against this unjust and unethical attack on our communities and Obviously that's what's happened across the country. We saw over the course of this last weekend protests pop up in more than 40 states. We saw protests with thousands of people coming out across the country, really grassroots organizing, like spontaneous things just popping up. The energy is undeniable. Last Monday, there was a Day Without Immigrants, Day of Action, that just saw people walk out from jobs, walk out from schools to show people what it would be like if we had a society without immigrants. And, you know, as I mentioned in the intro, there was an action here in Sarasota that we were able to attend, that we were able to get some of the speeches for. And I'd really like to dig in, because what better way to hear how people are fighting back than to hear some of the speeches coming out of our community organizers here in Sarasota. So we're going to go ahead and start listening to some of the speeches that we have recorded from the demonstration that took place on February 9th here in Sarasota. We're going to start off with a speech from Enrique, who is a local community organizer originally from Peru. We're going to go ahead and listen in, and then let's share some thoughts.
Okay. Through the fields and the factories, across every border and across every ocean, our voice demands justice, demands dignity, and demands the right of all people to live free from the chains of oppression. And so we are here in the face of an empire that calls itself the land of the free. But in reality, it has its hands drenched in the blood of those that have displaced, detained, and deported. The United States is an empire that has plundered the wealth of nations, devastated our economies, and forced millions to flee our homelands. And to that empire, today, we stand here and we say, no more. No more.
No more.
The crisis of immigration is not a natural disaster. It is a direct result of the system of capitalism and its insatiable hunger for profit. The ruling class, the billionaires, the corporations, and their lackeys in Washington, they have robbed the world's working people, you and me, from our resources, our land, and they have bombed and destabilized our nations. Instead, they install dictatorships, they impose economic sanctions, and strangle our economies. For what? For more profits. And when we, the people, flee the devastation that they have caused, we are met with what? Border walls, deportation squads, and cages. And so they tell us that as immigrants, we are the problem. They point their finger at us to pick their food, clean their buildings, build their cities, and care for their children. They call us criminals, invaders, burdens on society. But we know the truth, and the problem is not us. The problem is not the immigrants. The problem is the system that creates the conditions where people must leave their homes just so they can survive. And so I ask you this question: who are the real criminals? Is it the people who risk everything to feed their families, or the billionaires who exploit our labor, steal our wages, and then call for our deportation? Who is truly destroying our communities? Is it the immigrants who contribute their sweat and labor to society, or the politicians who hoard resources, strip away our healthcare, housing, and education, just so they can spend billions on mass deportations while our people struggle to afford rent and food? They try to divide us. They pit worker against worker, immigrant against non-immigrant, black against white, and citizen against non-citizen. They want us to fight amongst ourselves. while they sit in their mansions and count their profits.
But we will not fall for their lies. We know that the working class has no borders.
That the struggle of the immigrant worker is the struggle of every single worker in the world. The same forces that keep our wages low, that drive in the price of rent, closing schools and cutting healthcare for US-born workers, are the same forces terrorizing our immigrant communities with ICE raids and mass deportations. And so we are one class fighting one struggle and united in one single fight. And so my friends, today, history has shown us that the power of the people, when the workers unite, they cannot stop us. And so as such, we reject the cruelty of deportations. We reject the lies that immigrants are responsible for crime and economic hardship. And lastly, we reject both parties of the ruling class. The Democrats and the Republicans both have betrayed immigrant workers. Time and time again, they fund the deportation machines, enforce the same racist policies, and uphold the same system of exploitation. We will not beg them for crumbs. We will take what is ours. And so today we say, if this system refuses to grant dignity to all workers, if it insists on criminalizing the poor people while enriching the powerful, and if it chooses to answer human suffering with walls, prison, and deportations, then the system itself must be overturned. We call for full rights for all immigrants, because no human being is illegal, because no worker should be second class, and the wealth of this society belongs to us, those who create it, not to the parasites who exploit our labor. The road ahead is going to be difficult. The ruling class will not give up his power unwillingly, but history is on our side, and the people, us, we should stand up with one another, because when the workers of the world unite, no force on earth can stop us. And so we say, no deportations.
No deportations.
No more stolen wages.
No more stolen wages.
No more ICE terror.
No more ICE terror.
No more broken families.
No more broken families.
No more exploitation.
No more exploitation.
El pueblo unido jamás será vencido. El pueblo unido jamás será vencido. El pueblo unido jamás será vencido. El pueblo unido jamás será vencido.
Wow, that was an excellent speech from Enrique from the February 9th rally for immigrant rights that took place here in Sarasota. I really, really liked how he talked about immigration not as a natural disaster, but as a natural consequence from American foreign policy and the imperialist policies that we have all across the world, you know, overthrowing governments and causing violence and really essentially robbing countries of their resources and for profits here in the U.S. And that's why people come to the U.S. is because the U.S. is where all the money is. And, well, the U.S. is where all the money is because we're destabilizing the rest of the world to keep it that way. I also, you know, really love how he spoke about how immigrants are just being scapegoated. I think that is the message that everybody's trying to get across. And I think he points the finger where it should be pointed, which is at the system that we live under, you know, that is trying to divide us against each other. You know, like he said, immigrant against non-immigrant, citizen against non-citizen, while ignoring the people at the top, the rich, the ruling class in this country that are making profit hand over fist while the rest of America is struggling to subsist. So we have another speech here for you today from Emerlinda, who is a community activist locally from Mexico originally. And we're going to go ahead and play her speech and then share some more thoughts.
These luxury homes in Lakewood Ranch and these skyscraper buildings, all built by sorts of immigrants. The contractors know, therefore they have a system to sub out their work. If government really didn't want immigrants here, then ask yourself why immigrants are allowed to open businesses and IRS provides them a tax identification number so that they may file and pay their taxes despite their legal status. So I ask you to stop and think and look at the bigger picture. Don't allow this curtain of smoke blind you to all of what is happening in the White House. Today is our community they target. Afterwards, whose community will it be? It saddens me today to see how the America I was born in and raised to love turns its back on my family and me. My family is from Mexico and California. Allow me to remind you that at one point of time, California, Texas, New Mexico, Nevada, Utah's, Colorado, and Arizona was Mexico. Yes. Therefore, my mother and my children's fathers and grandparents and great-grandparents were all born in North America. Yes. Despite the borders that have been placed throughout history to divide and push us out of our homeland, we are here. We will continue to stand proudly, for we are all Americans. Stop the deportations. We ask to be free from persecution and no to concentration camps. What the United States needs is immigration reform in which immigrants may register and stop having to live undocumented. My children and grandchildren and future great-grandchildren, along with those of you and others, deserve to live in peace, harmony, and dignity. But most importantly, just as our Pledge of Allegiance states, liberty and justice for all. United we stand. Si se puede.
Si se puede. Si se puede. Si se puede. Si se puede.
All right, that was a great speech we just listened to from Emerlinda at the February 9th Rally for Immigrant Rights here in Sarasota. I really think it's crucial how she talked about how immigrants really are like very important to the local economy and in so many ways, like even to the rich that are supporting their deportation now. They have made so much money off of immigrants, but they are so willing to cast them out as scapegoats in order to avoid the pressure to, you know, release the pressure valve that has been put as conditions are getting worse in this country. So next is actually going to be a speech that I delivered at that rally. You know, like I said earlier in the program, I was invited there to speak as someone who is a Palestinian immigrant. I'm very happy to stand in solidarity with, you know, our immigrant community here in Sarasota that's under attack. And we're going to go ahead and listen in.
Both of my parents are from Palestine. But I think it is so crucial that all of our community come out to defend immigrants. Immigrants from everywhere. Immigrants from Mexico, immigrants from Guatemala, immigrants from Honduras, immigrants from Cuba, immigrants from Venezuela, immigrants from all of Latin America. Because it's immigrants that are under attack right now. We know that. We know that our communities are terrified because Trump is waging a campaign of terror against immigrant communities. And for what? It's all a lie. They want to blame immigrants for the problems that our society is facing. And we're not afraid to say it. We know that it is the rich, it is the billionaires, it is the CEOs. They're the ones who are responsible for the rents going up. They're the ones that are responsible for our schools being underfunded. They're the ones that are responsible for our grocery prices going up. They're the ones who are responsible for our planet being destroyed. Yeah. It's not just the Republicans. It's not just Trump. It's not just Musk. We have to remember, Obama deported more than Trump did in his 8 years in office. Shame. 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 When my dad became a U.S. citizen, His first election, it was in 08, and he voted for Obama because Obama promised he was going to close Guantanamo Bay. And now Trump is putting migrants in Guantanamo Bay. Shame!
Shame!
Because he failed to do that. Obama was in office for 8 years. Biden had 2 years with a majority in the Senate, with a majority in the House, and they failed to protect immigrants. Shame!
Shame!
Because of their failure, because they failed to provide for the people, because they failed to represent the people, because they represent the billionaires, now Trump is back in office. We have them as much to blame as we do Trump. And we're fed up. We are fed up of these two parties who have nothing to offer us. They have nothing to offer the people. We are fed up. We are not going to take this same lesser of two evils crap next in 4 more years. We're done with that. We are done with that. Are we done with that?
Yeah.
Are we done with that?
Yeah.
Are we done settling for crumbs?
Yeah.
We are. I am proud to say I'm a member of the Party for Socialism and Liberation. I'm coming out to the streets to stay with my immigrant brothers and sisters. I am not going to let ICE take anyone away in this community without me and people like me being on the front lines to defend them. I am going to be with all people who are attacked. I am going to be with the Black community. I am going to be with the trans community, with the LGBTQ community. I'm going to be with my brothers and sisters in the Palestinian community. I am going to be on the side of the people because the politicians are not. This is how we can win. This is how we can win. We have the power to transform society as workers, as working class people. We make this world run. They can't do it without us. The rich can't move a finger without workers. All we need to do is organize. So if you are feeling great after this protest, you're feeling energized, that's good. I want you to talk to people here. I want you to talk to the organizations that put this on. And I want you to find out how you can get involved beyond just the streets, because that's what I commit to do. Do you commit to get involved beyond just the streets? Are you going to be here for the next protest?
Yes!
Are we going to defend our immigrant brothers and sisters?
Yes!
That's right. Free Palestine and down with ICE.
Well, that's all we have from the February 9th rally for immigrant rights that took place here in Sarasota. I hope you all appreciated that. I think the Ruthless Truth at its core is really about bringing to you here on the radio at WSLR the struggle that's taking place here in the Suncoast for people's rights, you know, from the grassroots. And make no mistake, this is the struggle that's happening all across the country right now. It is for immigrant rights. It is to say no to mass deportations. The immigrant community is waking up in a big way, and it's not being covered as much as it should be on the national news, really. There are so many attacks taking place from the Trump administration. It's a shock and awe campaign. They are trying to hit us from all angles, attacking our, you know, our rights, our democratic rights, our labor rights, immigrant communities, you name it. And they want people to feel hopeless. And I think if you are starting to feel hopeless, what you need to do, and I really urge you to do this, my friends, is you need to go with the community. You need to be where the community is. You need to stand alongside your communities. If you know that one of these rallies is happening and you haven't been before, or maybe it's been a while since you've been, I really urge you to go there. I really urge you to go there and to speak with people who are engaged in the struggle, speak with the people who come out, and learn how you can get involved, because this is how we're going to be able to build people power. And this is how we're going to be able ultimately to defeat not just Trump, but the billionaire agenda. Once again, my name is Ali Abdelkader. We will see you all in 1 week. Until then, I hope you find the courage to get up, stand up, and not give up the fight.
Get up, stand up for your right.